Thanks for your patience. My name is Robert Peterson. I am with Windows Embedded at Microsoft. With me is Arvid, who is frantically trying to connect the wiring in a bad sense of entertainment for you all. There's a few of our other engineers who are trying to put together this demo, so thanks for your patience. If you're here for something else other than learning about embedded devices, you might be at the wrong session, but you should still stick around. Because I want to ask you, how many people here are familiar with embedded devices at all? That's good. I won't ask you to raise your hand if you're not familiar, because you might not feel like doing that. But for those who are not familiar, you probably have actually interacted with an embedded device probably in the last couple minutes. In fact, the digital sign right outside is an embedded device. All those wonderful high payout slot machines also are embedded devices. In fact, when you go through the airport, and you check in, that's a kiosk. That's an embedded device. The digital sign's telling you if your plane is on time or not. Also an embedded device. In fact, when you go, after you go through security and you buy that $8 bottle of water, they ring you up in a point of service. That's also an embedded device. In fact, they're pretty much all around us and is growing more and more and more. And what you'll find is these devices are becoming more powerful and more sophisticated. And what that means is that enterprises are relying on them more and more for mission-critical operations. And because of that, they need to manage and keep them secure just like they do PCs and servers. So as we normally, we don't go into a huge amount of detail, but who here is familiar with what an embedded device operating system actually is? Just a few of you. So I will give you a high-level summary of what it is, because that's pretty much what I'm capable of. So imagine you take Windows and you break it into a number of different components. And what you're able to do then is, if you have a specialized device and you know it's never going to print, let's say it's a digital sign, you can take those components out, and that shrinks the footprint of the operating system. Then it lowers the power consumption, the CPU, the memory requirements. All those things can be lowered, and that makes the device more efficient. You can really customize and specialize the operating system to match exactly what you want that specialized device to be, or an embedded device. So that can range from an industrial robot to an MRI machine to a slot machine. And so that variability is great from an operating system. It allows you to make it do exactly what you want and not anything else. And then that helps you with power and CPU and memory and all those things. On the other hand, when it comes to managing those devices, that flexibility and that variety becomes more of a challenge. And so that's what we want to talk to you about today. So if you don't have embedded devices already in your enterprise, chances are you're going to soon. So hopefully, everything working? Because expectations are really high now for a really, really good demo. Because now we don't have a screen. Well, going from memory, so there you go, session objections. So we want to do a couple things. We want to give you an overview of two products, Windows Embedded Device Manager 2011. That works with the current version of System Center 2007. We also have an upcoming product, Windows Embedded Device Manager 2012. Works with, as you guess, System Center 2012. We're going to give you a demo, and it is going to be a great demo. Right, Arvid? No pressure. We have a lot of stuff that's going to be really, really cool. So that's what we're going to do. But what we want you to take away from this are two things. One, how Windows Embedded Device Manager can help simplify your life when it comes to managing embedded devices in your enterprise. They're different. There's a lot of difference between an embedded device and a PC in terms of the variability, and we'll go through some of those details in this fantastic demo that we're setting up. Also, we want to give you an example of some of the capabilities of our product and how that can directly relate to your management needs. So with that, we'll get going. So as I spoke to earlier, there's a huge number of PCs, an even larger number of phones, but embedded devices are actually growing at a factor much, much greater than that. And if you think about all the different devices that you interact with every day that's not a PC and it's not a phone, most of those things have an embedded device in some sense, and they need to be managed. Mm-hmm. So those devices are actually going up into the tens of billions.
Thank you.
And they're getting more and more intelligent. In fact, I would encourage you to come visit our booth. We have an example of an intelligent systems demo that shows how different devices can all work together, exchanging data between the devices and in the back end to actually make better business decisions. So that's a small example of the growing number of embedded devices and how they tie together. So from a standpoint of who manages all these devices, well, what we found is in the enterprise, there's a standard set of embedded devices that are the same across any enterprise, whether it's financial, retail, industrial, transportation, things like thin clients, point of service, digital signs, things that you might find here in a casino or at an airport or at a retailer. And what we found is IT administrators and IT pros, they're comfortable managing those devices because they're the same, no matter what industry they're in. A thin client is going to be a thin client in a retailer or in a bank. So what we found is those IT admins are responsible for managing the uptime and the security and the performance of those devices. And so that's what we're focusing with Windows Embedded Device Manager. What you'll see, though, is because of the flexibility of the operating system, you can get into much more specialized devices. It can range from an MRI machine to an industrial robot. However, those devices are so specialized that the manufacturer, the service provider that supplies those devices to the enterprise, tend to be responsible for managing and the upkeep and security of those because of the specialized nature. So there's a kind of a gray area, whether it's like maybe a fancy printer or an ATM. Sometimes those can be managed either by the enterprise or by the device manufacturer. So again, today we're going to be focusing on the enterprise IT pro and those devices that they manage, such as thin clients, point of service, digital signs. So to help us, Arvind's going to go through some of the challenges of managing those devices. You all set?
Yep. All right. Thanks, Robert. Okay, so I'm going to focus on the ones that you saw on the left side, the typical enterprise devices. And some of the challenges, let's see. I'd like to see this myself somehow. Some of the challenges that we have with embedded devices that we heard from customers and partners like yourself is with the management tools that are out there today, they're tricky to identify, they're tricky to configure, to set up. They behave somewhat differently from PCs. So a typical PC, I'll let you click because I like to have a look. A typical PC is normally, you know, if it comes from one OEM or another, you can always assume that if you have Windows on it, you can put the Configuration Manager client on it, and you have all those OS components that you need, those prereqs for it, where it's easy to put those on. When you get an embedded device from an OEM, let me lower this a little. Oh, you're the guy. When you get an OEM device, they typically are locked down. They may or may not have the OS components that you need for management. And it's a bit tricky to get the actual software for management onto the devices. One of the reasons is embedded devices tend to have something called write filters. How many of you are familiar with embedded Windows embedded write filters? Wow. So about half. So there are different types of write filters. There's the what we call the enhanced write filters, which protects the volume of an embedded device so that if a user goes in and changes a background picture or does something with a device, when you restart it, it comes back to a very known state. The slot machines that Robert mentioned are an excellent example. If you restart them, you won't see Windows come up. They'll go back into, most of them actually goes back into a preset hibernation file. So it goes back to a very, very known state. Then there's the file-based write filters where there are exclusions. You filter out and say, don't allow the user to write to these set of files and registry entries, but allow them to make changes here. And then on a PC, like I said, the PCs are sort of similar in the sense that if you send software down to them, a PC normally has a keyboard, right? They have a mouse. I don't know if you've seen the monitors out here. I saw this morning there was an error message or a dialog box that said that there was something with Windows Update you needed. Did anyone see that? Okay, good. ignore that. So for embedded devices, they don't always have the keyboard there. So if there's a dialogue, it might come up and interfere with the intended use of the device. So take the airport arrival display, the digital signage display. If a dialogue box comes up just on top of your flight, that might be somewhat disruptive. So we have different ways of dealing with that, like the dialogue blockers and what else? Another thing that's kind of fun is updating these devices. For those of you who have, how many have embedded devices in your enterprise today? Awesome. The rest of you, get more of them. So have you ever updated them? Has anyone updated an embedded device? So a couple, okay. So it's a little bit different than updating a PC. Again, the experience is very much tailored from the OEM. So you have OEM-specific tools. These devices up here are thin clients from Wise. They have a very nice tailored experience for updating it, but it's somewhat different from Config Manager. Other OEMs have their specialized tools to update the images. Again, also very different from Config Manager's experience. So we heard a lot of feedback about how the tools are nice, but it would be even better if they're better integrated and would provide a single pane of glass for the admin. So what do we do? Well, we have Config Manager, and we realized that one approach that we wanted to take was to extend Config Manager to deal with all of these challenges and make it easier for you to manage your embedded devices. So discovering a PC, you normally do it by the OS, because that's really what matters, right? You have the OS updates, you have applicability of applications to whether or not it's 64-bit, 32-bit, whatever it is. On embedded devices, it's kind of different, right? You don't really care if a slot machine versus digital signage. You don't care if it's 64-bit or 32-bit. You do care, but it's also very important what type of device it is and where it is. So you want to be able to discover these devices and manage them a little bit differently. I'll go into the specific features, but just the things that we wanted to, the top challenges that we wanted to focus on. The transparency of write filters, since I mentioned there are multiple types of write filters, and within those types of write filters, there are subtypes. So there's a little chart that you can look at on different types of write filters, which ones you can combine, how do you turn them off, how do you get them back into the previous configuration after you've done your updates on a device. And then finally, the imaging problems that I talked about. Not really problems, but getting a single pane of glass experience when you update the images on your devices. So we actually came out with the first version of our embedded device manager last year, April 2011, and we came out with a service pack in January 2012. And comparing that version that's out there with the 2012 version that we're currently working on, that I'll be introducing to you today, show you a little demo, hopefully. Well, they do basically the same thing, right? You can achieve the same thing, but the workflows are somewhat different. And what we're trying to achieve is a better integration with the Config Manager workflow and the Config Manager experience. So looking at how you do software distribution, and I'll start with two of them at once, then software distribution and software updates. Well, if you look at embedded devices and how we managed them earlier, you had to get the updates from the OEM. And they would get some updates from Microsoft, then they would apply their own specific updates, and then you would download updates from the OEM. We're moving towards having OS updates integrated into Windows updates. And as we're doing that, the experience of delivering those updates will be somewhat different than taking a package of software and sending it out to a device, which is typically what it was when Microsoft supplied updates to the OEM and OEMs made it available to you. So that one has changed a little bit. We separated how you distribute software from how you do updates so that you have that natural flow of This is software. It's a package. We send it out, and we manage the updates for it. This is OS updates, and we might want to do it with scheduled updates, or we want to apply filters on what types of updates we want to apply. Compliance. So in the 2011 version, the one that we released last year, you could send out settings. But whether or not the setting was changed by the user or what state it was in, that was somewhat challenging. You would be able to reapply settings, and you would be able to lock them down. But in 2012, what we have is fully integrated with the compliance management in settings compliance management in Config Manager 2012. So the experience is completely transparent. Collections. Well, remember how I mentioned the digital signs versus the slot machines? Even though you may not have slot machines in your enterprise, that may be a poor example. It's somewhat fitting here. The collections in WEDM 2011, the out-of-the-box collections that you get, for those of you who don't know about collections, it's a way of identifying devices to target software and update and configuration. So the ones that you get out of the box are digital signage, thin clients, point of sale. There's one more. So there are a number of, I'll show it in the demo, so don't worry about it. There's a number of those out of the box, and then there's sub-collections that the Embedded Device Manager will extend. So if you have, as in this example, you have Wise thin clients, they will show up under the thin client collection, but it will also create sub-collections for the specific OEM model type. Same thing in Config Manager 2012 and Device Manager 2012's edition. It's just that instead of having those static collections for everything, digital signage, point of sale, all of those, you only get the ones that you actually have in your company. So we only have what we call dynamic collections. Device imaging hasn't changed much. I'll show you what it is and how it works. It's basically not an out-of-the-box solution. It's an extension that we enable our partners, our OEMs, to put their imaging solution into Config Manager so that the experience of distributing an OEM-specific image will be the same as very similar to what you have in Config Manager. Okay, let's see what all that fidgeting with the cables and devices here led to. Yes. So in this demo, what I'll show is, first of all, the Windows Embedded Device Manager 2011 experience, what the console extension in Config Manager looks like. Compare it a little bit to the 2012 version that we're working on. Of course, it's fully integrated in Config Manager 2012. And I'll also show a workflow example of comparing how you distribute software to a device through 2011 versus 2012. Can you switch this one over to a client? Where did our Todd? Would you be able to help me switch that one over to a client? Okay, so this server, actually what I've set up here is a combination of Windows, it's one Active Directory. It's got two virtual machines in it. One machine has Embedded Device Manager 2011. The other virtual machine has Embedded Device Manager 2012. They're both part of the same Active Directory, but the way I've set them up for this demo is so that the Config Manager 2007 with Windows Embedded Device Manager 2011 on it will find and identify and put into collections workgroup joined clients, which is normally what they come as they come from your OEM. So in this example, this client is directly from an OEM. From Wise in this case, and it comes workgroup joined. So without configuring it, it actually comes pre-configured from the OEM with Config Manager and Windows Embedded Device Manager. Thank you, Wise. And we're working with several other OEMs to do this. This one is comes the same way, but I have touched it a little bit, so I've added it to my domain. And what I've done is the other machine, I've set it up so that it will capture all the Active Directory joined machines and put those into collections into Embedded Device Manager 2012. Ah, here we go. So that's the client that is in a work group that will be going into collections in this console over here, if everything goes well. And for those of you who are familiar with Config Manager, how many of you have Config Manager today? Okay, so then you're well familiar with the wait process of starting the console. Dun, dun, dun. This, for your information, is we have a white paper specifically about this little error dialog. Feel free to ignore it. It's a timing issue. And it depends. It's because I've set it up wrong, of course. So collections. There's a bunch of out-of-the-box collections from Config Manager 2007, but you're familiar with most of them. Once you installed Embedded Device Manager, you'll get a number of new collections. And since this is 2011, there's a bunch of out-of-the-box collections that will be there no matter if you have those devices or not. So you'll see a list of all embedded devices. You'll see the digital signage devices separately, kiosk device, another example, thin clients. And as you can see, there's one here. The way Wise names them is WES and so Windows Embedded Standard for the OS that's on them, and then the MAC headers. Like I said, I haven't touched it, so it's just the way it comes. And then it would automatically generate, based on the information that Wise has put in the device, it will generate a collection. And in this case, underneath Thin Clients, you can see all my Wise Thin Client devices of a Z class, this class. So in this case, what I want to do is I want to send out software to it. And now I'll show you the difference in workflow, but also the same type of functionality, how you have the same functionality, end result, but a different workflow in 2011 versus 2012. So let's distribute a piece of software to this little client. Where do you start? Anyone? Packages, maybe? Okay, so we want to do a software distribution, right? So I'll just do what I normally do for my PCs. I go into software distribution underneath. It will eventually draw some subnodes, one for packages. Actually, delete one that I have. Create a new one, new package. And so packages, for those of you who are not familiar with it, it's basically a link to the content. There's package, program, advertisement. That's the configuration manager way of life. And the application that I'll be distributing today is just a small MSI just to show you what it looks like. And the device here, there's a nifty little feature down here on this device that will show me whether or not the write filters are on. And in this case, they are on. So that means that if I would send out an update using Config Manager, once I actually find the device, it would just disappear once I reboot the device. But now, with Embedded Device Manager, I want to send down an application called Rich Copy. This is a link to where the content is. I'll just go through the standard, I'll just set the standard choices, go through the standard choices here. And we successfully created a package. Now for that package, we need to tell Config Manager what to do. So we want to send out the program. So far, so good, right? This is the same as you would do for a PC. So same wait period here. Exactly the same. We want to extend the experience. Okay, so install rich copy. And we want to do it silently. And to do that, I want to point to the MSI. So these are commands for the Windows installer to install and the rich copy MSI, and then do it quietly and yeah, basically don't bother anyone. I'll just go with the standard options again. I don't want necessarily a user to be logged on. I guess you're in the same situation, right? You have maintenance windows at night or whenever it's an off-peak hour. And same thing as for a PC. And now there's a little bit of, what is the step that I forgot now, by the way? Ah, distribution point. Classic gotcha. I wonder how many support calls we get on that. Okay, so what I want to do is distribute the content to a distribution point, which happens to live on the same server here, so it shouldn't take long. Now, normally on a PC, you would go to advertisement, right? You would just advertise this to your clients, tell it when and where to install it. This is where it gets a little bit different. So we've extended Config Manager, but we wanted to make sure, since the experience is a little bit different, let's see. There's now, with Windows Embedded Device Manager 2011, separate node where you have device imaging. This one happens to have an HP plugin, but you can have a list of plugins from different OEMs. Question?
Why didn't you use the same way you have distributed device? Because you can simply do, say, distribute software and distribute software to device. Why didn't you extend that feature?
Very good question. I remember we had a very good reason for it. Let's see. We have some people from the product group.
Please repeat the question.
So the question was, why didn't we use the same entry point as Config Manager is doing for distributing the software? You have to make them work. Is the microphone on over there? Okay. It's for compact, that extension capability. You mean the four devices? Yeah. I see what you mean. Okay, yes. Yeah, that one is already taken. That one is for compact edition on Windows.
Yes, I know, but why don't you add an additional writing feature on that?
We chose not to. Let's follow up. I know that we have some good information on it. I don't have it in my head right now, but I'll find someone that will. So, write filter management. Configuration, I'll go through the list here. Configuration, this is where we've added a bunch of configuration settings that Config Manager doesn't natively do, but we noticed that our embedded customers normally add to Config Manager. Write filter servicing. So what we want to do here is we want to send down an advertisement to our Windows embedded devices. And here's a typical Microsoft warning. I know I will not shoot myself in the foot, I promise. In this case, what it's saying is the Windows embedded devices, if they have write filters active, part of making them inactive is you have to restart the machine. There's a whole logic behind that, but basically you want to go back to a known state. If the user has changed some menus or done something, and you just turn off the write filters, you would capture all of those settings. So you want to reboot the machine, You want to do it in a protected way. So what we do is when we reboot the machine to turn the write filters off, we go into a servicing mode, and the device will be locked down for a user. I'll show that on the client here in just a minute. So this is rich copy to embedded devices. And I'll select my package. And I'll use one of the collections that Embedded Device Manager so niftily created for me. And I don't want to use a schedule. I just want it to be deployed as a mandatory application as soon as possible. And run it from a distribution point. This is the wizard experience should be very, very similar to the regular advertisement. That's by design. Okay. So now we'll go over to the client, and what normally happens on the client is there's a timer, and the client goes out and looks for new things to do. What you can do is you can prime it. You can tell it to go and look for something right now. That's what I'm going to do. So I'm actually running as a user right now. This is auto-logged-in user. That's default on this machine. And I will tell it to go and look for machine policies, because we distributed this to a machine. And this should take about half a minute or so. Dun, 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 dun. So what's doing that right now is going out to the server, saying, hey, you know me, I'm this and that. Do you have something for me? I'm looking for machine policy updates. And hopefully we'll have a little bubble here in a sec. What was that? Oh, if it's hiding?
No, it doesn't look like it's connected.
Oh, no. It's missing internet. I believe that it is connected, and it's happily talking to the server. Well, while that is doing its thing, I'll show you what the, and remind me when you see a little balloon pop up there. I'll show the same experience, the management experience, on the upcoming version of Embedded Device Manager 2012. So you remember that little warning that you got when you sent out an advertisement. Unfortunately, you can't click don't ever show me this again. So every time you do an advertisement, you have to click those two. And so, let's see, where's my... So what we have now is we show you one warning that will tell you about the reboots, just so that you don't accidentally send something out that normally is a background thing for a PC, whereas in an embedded device with write filters on would actually need a reboot. You have the option of don't show me this again. I'll just close it for now. The console here is very, very similar to Config Manager 2012. In fact, there's very little difference at this point. Now, mind you, this is in progress. This is not a finished product. So I'll just show you what actually is done so far. So in collections, as you can see here, there are no digital signage or point-of-sale devices because we don't have any in the system right now. So it won't show those collections. It will create the collections that are needed dynamically. Now, this service and this config manager setup is set up so that it will capture the boundaries to capture Active Directory joined computers. So in this case, this laptop, XM class Wise thin client. Now, Embedded Device Manager found it, and it will create a collection for it. And in that collection, there's only one device right now, which is this. So if I want to distribute software, let's say I want to send out the same rich copy application to my embedded devices. The model has changed in how Config Manager sends out software. I don't know if you're familiar with the difference between the package program, which you can still do in Config Manager 2012, but also the application deployment model. So we'll say we'll use the Windows installer. We'll point to, oh, look at this. It's pointing directly to the path. Is this actually the same path? I'm getting it from the same server. Yes, I'll trust that. And as you can see, Config Manager now fills in all the text that I needed to do manually in the previous version. So this is then the equivalent of the package. And once we have that, we can deploy it rather than advertise it. And I'll choose to not send it out to user. I'll send it to a device. And in my case, I'll send it to all the Wise Exon class devices, namely that one. But if I would plug another device in, it will automatically get it, another device of that class. And same thing here, instead of going out and clicking new distribution point, now you can't forget it. So. And I'll just go with the standard options. So what's the difference between doing this and doing the same thing for a PC? That is correct. There is none. So all the logic is now on the client side. So if you send out a rich copy to all your client devices, embedded, PCs, what have you, the difference in experience will be on the client side. The admin experience will be exactly the same. It looks like we might have forgot to connect one of the wires somewhere underneath here. So I'll see what we can do with adding a little slide to the PowerPoint here that will show you the servicing screen that it goes into. Question?
You set up your advertisement a while ago. Did you not set it to not run up the user for 1 month? I thought that's the
same.
Did you set up the advertisement for this device?
Yes.
Did you not set it to not run up the user for 1 month?
To not set it to not. Oh, I think I picked the no matter whether or not the user is logged in or not. But it should work. I have to stay positive. There we go. Okay, one last try. If this doesn't work, I'll add another slide. I will show you what the lock screen will be. The good thing with the lock screen is, let's say that you're troubleshooting something. Am I clicking the right thing? Machine policy? Yes. The good thing with the lock screen is, if you're troubleshooting it, a local user cannot log in, but a local admin can. So if you have admin privileges on your clients, you can actually break in during servicing mode, during the time when the write filter is off, just to see what's going on. You can read log files, you can see what the Windows installer is doing, all of that. And then once it's done, it will, the bad thing with that is, once it's done, it won't matter if you're logged in or not. It will go through its cycle and then lock the machine again. It looks like I'll have to add that servicing mode slide. Switching back to, any questions on the different consoles and different experiences? We'll be around here after a session, so feel free to jump us. Sweet.
Thank you. So before we go into a little bit about the roadmap and our future, I just wanted to cover a couple things about how you can actually get Windows Embedded Device Manager. It's, as we explained, it's very much tied to Configuration Manager. So really what we wanted to do is make it really, really easy for you to purchase and deploy. So on the licensing side, we made the licensing structure exactly like System Center Configuration Manager. And as you can tell, previously with System Center 2007, there was both a server and a device license. Going forward, under 2012, there's simply only a device license. So what we did is we locked exactly to that, so it's very, very easy for you to buy and deploy System Center and Windows Embedded Device Manager together. From a roadmap, as Arvind said, our first version of Windows Embedded Device Manager 2011, came out last April, actually at MMS last year, and that works with System Center Configuration Manager 2007. Earlier this year, in January, we came out with a service pack, and as you know, System Center 2012 Configuration Manager is released beginning of April, and we will be releasing Windows Embedded Device Manager 2012 at the beginning of calendar year 2013. What we also want to basically convey to you is that as embedded devices become more and more prevalent in your enterprise, we are going to be working with the rest of Microsoft to ensure that the management and security of those devices is integrated and supported across all the different products. And so this isn't necessarily in the roadmap in terms of details, but it's one of the things that we want to communicate to you, that embedded devices are going to be integrated into the overall solutions. And there are questions. All right.
If we upgrade to CM2012, can we still use the Embedded Device Manager 2011 with that in the meantime?
No. Unfortunately, like everything else, it's a big migration from 2007 to 2012. Is that a question or a statement?
Yes. Well, if you're going to support that.
No. So,
as I can see, you're not going to support Config Manager 2007 with Device Manager 2012.
Yeah, so let me answer that in a different way. The yeah, that helps. Thanks. I guess let me put it in a different way. Configuration Manager 2007. It's a hard migration up to Configuration Manager 2012. Because of that, we have a similar process with Windows Embedded Device Manager. Windows Embedded Device Manager 2011 will work with System Center Configuration Manager 2007. Because you need to migrate up to ConfigMan 2012, it's a very different product. Our product than the one we're building out right now, and that you can preview over at our booth, that is going to be separate. So you cannot mix and match the different versions.
So it means that I can't use software contribution and software updates with Config Manager 2007.
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Out of the box. There are scripts that are definitely, but the full functionality of Config of Device Manager 2012 will not be available with Config Manager 2007.
So are you asking if you can, if you have ConfigMan 2007 and Windows Embedded 2011, can you use that to upgrade your devices to 2012?
No.
Okay. All right, well, tell you what, I'm obviously not totally understanding your question.
I'll just jump in a little bit. So the 2011 version of Embedded Device Manager is hard-coded for Config Manager 2007. And the 2012 version is hard-coded for Config Manager 2012. They won't work together. It's completely siloed. Just like with the Config Manager clients, they don't work well together either, or at all.
Thanks. Go ahead.
Back on your earlier slide, you had a repurposed PC, but there's no way to get embedded license other than through OEM, or is there something we're missing?
So a repurposed PC, another term for that is a thin PC. Have you heard of that?
So we had thin PC, I think, separated out from a repurposed PC.
Yeah, repurposed PC, thin PC are kind of two similar terms. They are essentially, if you have Windows and Software Assurance and you have an older PC, you can basically use technology similar to a thin client and put that code as a Software Assurance benefit of Windows on your PC.
It was also previously known as WinFlip or Windows for Legacy PCs. It's the same thing, just different names and different versions. Does that answer your question?
Well, I mean, I've downloaded that, I think, whatever the world is called now, but the licensing for that is basically, I thought, was only limited to a period of time when you could actually replace that machine with another machine, whether it be a embedded machine or a new machine.
Yeah, I don't know the specific details on when you can use your Windows and Software Assurance benefits to download and deploy the thin PC code. However, the code and the functionality is very similar to a thin client, including write filters. So for that purpose, we included it in general for Windows Embedded Device Manager.
So you would use Windows Embedded Device Manager to manage your Windows NTC legacy PC?
You can, yes. It's a good question. Yes?
So the question was, what are the requirements to make an embedded device show up in Embedded Device Manager? Is that correct? So you need two things on the client. You need the Configuration Manager client, and you need the Windows Embedded Device Manager client. We're working with OEMs to put it on the client, but in the case with thin PCs, as an enterprise, you will be able to download those clients and deploy them. With embedded devices that have write filters on them, it's a little bit more complicated. Our preferred method is that you get it through your OEM.
It's not required, though. You can do it yourself. It's easier. OEMs such as Wyze pre-install the code. They make sure that the operating system components are there to support the software as well. So then it works right out of the box. It's really easy. However, you also have access to the code, and you can deploy it as well. I think there's a question over there.
I have time to go one step backwards to show the licenses.
Oh, yeah. That slide?
If you buy an HP client with 7 on it, you have to pay for the license to the fundamental client. Is that correct?
No. Okay, so let me repeat the question, make sure I understand it so everybody else can hear it as well. The question is, if you have a thin client from an OEM.
HP in this case.
HP in this case. And they install the software, is it licensed? And the short answer is no. So what happens is an OEM will purchase from Microsoft an embedded operating system license. In this case, Windows Embedded Standard 7. And that is optimized to run thin clients and have great performance for you. What they're able to do is pre-install System Center Configuration Manager and Windows Embedded Device Manager. They do that at no additional charge. It's not licensed. What it is, it's pre-installed, so when you get the device from an installation process, it's done for you. However, you would go through your normal volume licensing process to get the license for that. His other question was, sometimes OEMs will install other software to help with the management, and that is up, you know, obviously between you and your OEM.
So in this case with HP, it depends on the specific device, but well, so what we're doing is we're giving the OEMs
repeat the question.
Oh, sorry. So you're asking whether or not you paid for the OS, but not for the software. Is that the question? So the way that we've configured this now with the Embedded Device Manager is we changed this a little bit, is we allow the OEMs to redistribute freely under the contract that they have for the OS, also the Config Manager client and the Windows Embedded client. And so what we prefer them to do is to bundle those onto the client so that once you get the client into your network, or just an updated image for the clients that you might already have.
I think you have to consult
a Microsoft license scientist. Yeah. Well, in this case,
Hold on. Maybe I can just kind of simplify it.
Yes.
It's really a matter of convenience for you and for the OEM. So the OEM does it as a service for you to make it easy. So if you have a bunch of thin clients that you want to deploy at a number of different locations, the software is already installed. And it's really easy to deploy your device. You don't have to do that. However, how you buy System Center is exactly how you buy Windows Embedded Device Manager. It's through the same licensing process and programs And so I don't want to get into all that. As you said, it can get kind of detailed. We try to simplify it. But if you do have questions, feel free to stop by and we can help you out.
We should be able to clarify that. So please drop by afterwards and we'll talk about it. Of course. Yes, we will. It's the correct answer.
Yeah, it's kind of hiccup there where we decide, well, if something would work, we don't embed a standard and not with XP embedded.
Right. So for the first things, yes, we will. The last part that you mentioned, so the question, I'll repeat it, is will Windows Embedded Device Manager 2011 and 2012 both support XP embedded and different flavors of XP embedded? And the answer is yes. However, one thing that you mentioned was also not just software updates and configuration, but you also mentioned image update. And so what we do is we provide an SDK to OEMs, and then it's up to the OEM whether or not they want to use that SDK for imaging. Some OEMs are able to use the OSD functionality in Config Manager. Some prefer to use the extension that we're providing. So it sort of depends on the OEM for that case, but I see. Well, yeah, let's follow up. I mean, we talk regularly to HP, so maybe we can talk to them together and figure out what the scenario is.
Oh, go ahead.
So the SSE client is pre-installed along with the device manager clients, pre-installed on these thin clients. When you pop it open out of the box, how does it know to connect to whatever it connects to?
It's magic.
Ah, yes.
Magic's good.
Go ahead.
No, Robert, come on. I want to hear this. No, I'm just kidding.
I can give the answer, but you can probably give a better answer.
So no. It depends on. Well, it depends. So Config Manager, we're basically using the Config Manager mechanism, and there's a bunch of different discovery methods. So for instance, this machine is joined to an Active Directory, and the Active Directory will push down settings, which will include the location of the Config Manager and what site to connect to, etc. For Workstation. The easiest way to do it, in lack of a better term, is to use WINS. And what you do is you populate WINS with a, and Config Manager sort of does this sometimes, but it's relatively easy to do it manually. And so what you do is you add a server locator point, an SLP, as a WINS record. And that gets distributed out to the client. So when the client comes up, it gets an IP address and a WINS server, and from the WINS server, the client will find out that, oh yeah, where's the Config Manager server? Oh, it's over there. And then it goes there, presents itself. The server will then tell it what to do, send up hardware inventory, whatever you want it to do. So.
Does it require a reboot to turn off the write filter and then reboot to turn it on?
Not for that specifically, not to connect up and get all that information. But the interesting part is, and I can talk to you offline about this, but if you restart the client, it will forget everything, right? Because you had the write filters on, but it will still get that new configuration. And then if you do something, if you send down a package with Embedded Device Manager, at the same time as you're doing that, it will also persist all the rest of the information about the server. So after you've done something with a client, it will remember.
Good. All good questions. We also have additional time for questions, but we just wanted to leave you with a couple thoughts. Please visit our booth. If you're interested in managing embedded devices or learning about more in general about embedded devices, we have a number of engineers who are actually building the product here, so you can get it firsthand knowledge. We have demos of both Windows Embedded Device Manager 2011 and 2012. We have a great demo of an intelligent system, which is really about how a number of different devices can work all together, sending data back and forth. We also have hands-on labs. Again, our engineers are there in the hands-on lab area to help you. And so think about also how, if you have embedded devices, how you can manage them. If you need to manage them additionally, what the demands of the business are going to be either now or in the future. So think about deploying it. If you're moving to System Center 2012, this is a great time to include embedded devices in that management capability. And we also have a tap for Windows Embedded Device Manager 2012. So depending on the timing of your deployment of System Center 2012, it's something to think about, and you can obviously stop by the booth and talk to us more about that. And finally, besides questions, we have an additional session Thursday about intelligent systems, so you can learn more about that. As devices grow more and more, that's going to be a bigger part of your business. And we also have, as I said, the hands-on labs.
And there's a really cool demo of intelligent systems down by the booth, so it's all nice, almost all the way down, right?
Yes.
And yeah, look for the big screen with the Kinect.
Any other questions? Yes. Could you repeat the question?
Oh, you don't want to re-image it. You have a device?
Yeah, we have a device. We're operating the image. We want to put a brand new image down on it.
Yep.
How would you go about doing that? Just using the OSD?
I'll go back to my, it depends. It depends on the OEM, and it depends on what their preferred method is. For some OEMs and for some OSs, it's OSD. For other OEMs or just other OSs from the same OEM, it might be Embedded Device Manager and the extension that we have there. So, yeah.
Do you have any white papers on best practices for managing your Windows Embedded Devices?
We have a lot of white papers, and we actually have an admin guide for it as well. So there's a huge amount of documentation actually out on our sites. And feel free to stop by the booth if you have a specific question or topic.
But the admin guide, I think, is the one that you're looking for. So
we have
if
a lot
you search
of content
for a Windows Embedded Device Manager admin guide, yeah. Cool.
Yes. Oh, well, question.
Yeah. The intelligence is going to be in the client going forward to 2012.
Yeah. From what I heard, that sounded like a very complex question. If you can take that afterwards, I think they will be kind of specific. But I'd love to talk to you about that. And we have, I see, an engineer that's just dying to talk to you about it right here.
Two engineers.
Yeah, two of them, yes. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to one of those guys.
All good questions. Any other questions that we could answer for you now? We can also answer them later. All right. Thank you very much for attending, and we appreciate you taking the time to do it.